Hello, Viking football fans, and welcome to another edition of the Coach Laban DeLay Show. I'm Bill Frawley, and with me, as always, is Lamar Viking football head coach Laban DeLay. Coach, it's good to be with you again. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Bill. It's good to be here, as always.
Awesome. Well, hey, I made it over to Keller Friday night for the Fossil Ridge game. Unfortunately, it was a tough loss for the Vikings. Coach, first of all, what are some of your takeaways from the game, the positives and the things the team needs to work on?
Yeah, well, there was a lot of inconsistencies throughout the game. And so there was a lot of really good highlights in all three phases, offense, defense, special teams. And unfortunately, there were some lowlights in all three phases, offense, defense, special teams. You know, that's one thing that I talked to the football players about and talked to the staff about something we need to address. And, you know, we're out at the edge of the cliff, but we have some areas of concern right now, and that's what we're going to improve on this week.
All right, sounds good. It appeared, speaking of the things to work on, that defense was struggling to stop Fossil Ridge's rushing game. What will the team work on to prepare for South Grand Prairie coming up this Friday and future games?
You know, it was a variety of things. First of all, first and foremost, I don't want to ever take anything away from our opponent. Fossil Ridge is a very good football team, and it's always the case. You see them in a scrimmage, and you think, you know, they're all right. But until you actually get into a game setting, you don't really know how your opponent's going to be. But Fossil Ridge, you know, last year they were a playoff team that got beat by Flower Mound Marcus. Mansfield beat Marcus, and then Mansfield beat us. So there's a little connection there of how good they are, and Fossil Ridge returning so many kids from last year's team. We knew that it was going to be a challenge. But in regards to the rushing, you know, our defensive line, I was really proud of their effort, and we had a really good pushback. The linebacker core, you know, we had one inside linebacker that went down with a injury in the scrimmage, and we've lost him for the year. So, you know, between the inside and outside linebackers, we were trying to figure some personnel issues out as well as fitting those issues with the correct scheme. And so I think that over the weekend we've identified some of those concerns, and I think that's going to strengthen us. And then, you know, as soon as we started, you know, stopping the run, then they started popping us on the little seam pass. So what we have to do is be more consistent as a defensive unit in regards to doing your job and holding up to your responsibility. And as soon as everybody starts really focusing on their job, it could be a tough night. So that's the mantra this week is do your job.
Hey, I like that. That's really good. And I do want to, if it's okay, I'll share a few observations from being at the game. There were some defensive highlights. Colby Underwood was playing some very tight pass coverage and being very effective and actually saved some long pass plays with some really good man-on-man defense. And I noticed Eric DeBrill came flying into the line of scrimmage two or three different times for some good stops. And, of course, Devin Wright had a couple of interceptions, and I noticed Kevin Johnson and Bobby Brown were all over the field pursuing whoever the ball carrier was or anticipating where that was going to go. So, like you say, there were some highlights as well as the things to work on. So,
absolutely. And, yeah, you mentioned those guys, and there's other guys too. And even those guys that you just mentioned, they had some challenges as well. And what we did Saturday morning is we come together as a defensive staff and as an offensive staff, and we look at the video, and then the kids come in, and that's really an opportunity for them to work out their soreness, and then an opportunity for us to teach off of that video. So, you know, we spent a couple hours on Saturday with the kids trying to educate them of what their job is and what their role is and how this all fits into the big picture of the defense and offensive scheme. And like I said, the kids were magnificent on Saturday. They don't take it personal, but they take it as a growing experience. And now what we have to do is go physically do those things and practice this week.
Excellent. Well, something else interesting I noticed during the game, it seemed like Fossil Ridge pooch kicked almost every kickoff. And so how does the coaching staff and how do the players adjust for something like that, trying to anticipate, will this be the one they actually go deep on, or is it going to be another pooch kick?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty obvious that they didn't want to kick deep to our guys. And so Cole Farden, Coach Farden is our special teams coordinator. He kicked in college and I had an opportunity at the next level, at the pro level. And so we really rely on Coach Farden for a lot of things. He's very, very bright and great ideas. But, you know, after that second or third one, I said, Cole, we got to move him up. And so it was really, you know, a combination of us playing a little bit too far back on that second row and then that third row. We eventually pushed everybody up. And whenever we pushed everybody up, that's whenever Kobe, you know, caught it and ended up busting it. So it's really about getting us lined up right. It's not so much what they did. I mean, they took advantage of how we were lined up. And we got to do a better job of coaching and making sure our kids are in the right spots.
Well, it sure was fun when that adjustment was made, like you said, watch Kobe take that one all the way to the house on that one return. So they kicked themselves probably after that one. That was good. Well,
yeah.
So the offense had a bunch of highlights. I did notice the quarterback Chance Fuller had to scramble quite a few times, but he sure was maneuvering around the backfield pretty well and made some good decisions at times.
Chance,
throw the ball away or tuck and run.
Yeah, Chance, I was really, really happy with his performance, his composure, his demeanor, and his leadership style. Absolutely. There's probably a couple that he should have dumped to his mom up in the stands, but he learned from that. But for the most part, he got out of trouble and threw the ball away whenever he needed to. And his eyes, the good thing about Chance is his eyes are downfield. He has that composure in the pocket, and whenever it breaks down, he's still looking for – he knows where his routes are. He knows he has that connection with the receivers, where they're going to go whenever it all comes down to a scramble. So we practice those things, and, you know, I was just really pleased with how Chance performed last Friday night and just look forward to him doing it again and getting better each and every week.
Sure, and like you say, he did take advantage of a couple of opportunities to connect on the long touchdowns, the one to Rashad Polk and one to Kendall Burt. Those sure were fun to watch. So what are the keys to making some of those plays happen and those long touchdown pass plays?
Well, you mentioned it earlier at the beginning of that, that our protection has to get better. You know, our offensive line did a good job at some point. And at some other points, they didn't do so good job. So it comes back to that consistency, and that's what we started working on this week in practice is, you know, blocking schemes and pass pro. And our kids are so good about taking coaching, and I saw improvement after just one practice. So they're getting there. But the key is really protection. That starts with protection up front. And even with the run game, it starts with, you know, the guys up front. I always say, how you go, we go. You know, how that offensive line, how that defensive line goes is how the team goes. And I'll never come off of that. I've always been a believer in that, and that's where it starts in the trenches. So our focal point is, you know, getting back to the roots of football and getting nasty and dirty in the trenches.
Well, I like that mindset. That's going to be fun to watch. Coming up, and speaking of that, this week the Vikings travel over to the Gopher Bowl in Grand Prairie to take on South Grand Prairie, a team I think you know a little bit about, Coach, don't you?
Yeah, I know a little bit about them. Coach Whitson and myself, out of my 22 or 23 years of coaching, I think we've coached together for 12 years, and so obviously we know each other well. But he's just a great guy and really close to our families are really close. And we've always helped each other out whenever we needed to. So, you know, the kids, it's a football game. Obviously, I know everybody else on that staff. One of my best friends is the offensive coordinator. And Coach Whitson, the head coach, is one of my best friends. And several other really good friends that I'll help them whatever way I can except for this Friday. You know, this Friday it's about – Lamar going to get a victory over at the Gopher Warrior Bowl, and so we're going to put those things aside and just focus on football. So, you know, it is at the back of your mind, but at the same time, it's about the kids. And the kids don't know, you know, they know that I came there, but they don't, you know, they don't, I shouldn't say they don't care. They care, but it's not a big concern of theirs. They want to go win. That's right. That's right.
Well, Viking fans, remember this week the freshmen play their doubleheader at South Grand Prairie at 6 o'clock on Thursday. The JV games are Thursday at 6 o'clock at Craven. And, of course, varsity plays South Grand Prairie at the Gopher Warrior Bowl this Friday night, 7:30 kickoff. And please note that next week's freshman and JV games will now be played on Thursday evening, and the varsity game against Keller Central on Friday at Craven, 7:30 kickoff. That's next week. Also, this coming Friday night, we are going to do an internet broadcast live audio of the game from the Gopher Warrior Bowl. And so everyone be watching the website for information about how to find that link and tune into that game. Let your family and friends around the world know. Until next time, I'm Bill Frawley. And
I'm Laban DeLay.
Saying VFND.